Hello. Come on in, everybody. How we doing tonight? Let me know you can hear me in the chat. I'm Coach Betsy. Yes, I see your fancy emojis, your reactions down there. Awesome. Let me rename myself. See, I'll say Coach Betsy. Hello, everybody. Y'all ready to talk planning? Let's do this. Okay. I've got the amazing Coach Julie in the chat today. I'm also going to bring her up as to help me with the Q&A too, just in case, Julie. I'll let you know if... See, there it looks like you'll be coming up. Yeah. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Let me pin myself. I think that's maybe what I need to do. There I am. Okay. All right. Come on in, everybody. We're going to do planning tonight. We're going to talk about the importance of planning. We're going to make a plan together. But this is what I want to do tonight. First, I want to welcome all the new members that we might have joining us on this call. And, you know, our rule around coming to calls is that you have to have made your plan for today before you go on the call. But I will give you all an exception tonight because by the end of the call tonight, you will have tomorrow's plan made. Okay. So, So that's what we're going to do tonight. It's just all things planning. And that is because, let me grab my notes here. What are we doing this month, y'all? Oh, Valerie. Okay. Oh, I want you to make a plan for today and then maybe tomorrow too. So even if you didn't make a plan today, did y'all know that you could just go ahead and make a plan right now? Even if you've eaten all your meals. I've done that before. I've made a plan at like after dinner. And it's pretty easy to do because all you do is just write in what you ate. So you can do that. That is allowed here at NoBS. So this month we are going to be focusing on the NoBS weight loss course. So it's perfect for you jump starters that are coming in as new members, because we are going through the NoBS weight loss course right along with you. I believe that Coach Julie is going to be putting the link to the NoBS course into, there it is right there, into the chat. And by the way, speaking of chat, be sure that you have set your chat to panelists, to everyone, not just to panelists and attendees, but to everyone, because we want everyone to see your chat. And I'm not going to be looking at the chat a whole lot. Coach Julie is going to be in there, but she wants it set to everyone so that we can all see your chat. She's going to be typing in all caps just so you can see her a little bit better. She's not yelling at you. She's just wanting to be more visible in the chat. And then the Q&A box is for any questions y'all have tonight about planning, about our 24-hour plan. I'm going to be going over some reasons, some excuses I've heard, some reasons we make about not making a plan, but I want y'all to put any questions in there in the Q&A. I would love to have a bunch of questions to answer about planning and just why you don't do it, what's okay, what might you think might not be okay, is this okay to do, is that okay to do, can I leave some blanks, can I just plan the food? All kinds of questions like that. So any questions like that, please put those in the Q&A box and I will get to them towards the end of the call. And so, yeah, so let's just talk planning. And speaking of planning and the new NoBS course, for you new members, I want you all to be focusing in on the new NoBS course. Y'all should have done the quick start and now you're in NoBS. And all of us are focusing on module one this week. And it's perfect because module one is where we talk about our four basics and we talk about the 24-hour plan. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So are y'all good? Okay, let's do this. Because the goal of the call tonight is that you make, you have your plan made tomorrow. And what I'm going to do towards the end of the call, along with the Q&A, is I'd like to bring up anybody on screen who needs some coaching. Maybe somebody who is just thinking like, okay, I see this plan you got on, you know, this 24-hour plan, but I sit down and try to do it and I just go blank, or I just don't understand why it's necessary, or, you know, I don't know. I can't do it. And I don't know why, something like that. So I want y'all to raise your hand and I'll bring you on screen and we can talk about that if you want to. And then put any questions in the Q&A. Awesome. I see a couple of questions in there. So Julie, just save those for me until the end and we'll get all those answered. So, all right. So first off, let's talk about the 24-hour plan page and where it is located on our website. We always like to do this at the beginning of every call so that especially for you new members, but also for anyone that's been around, our website's changing all the time. And so we want to remind y'all of where everything is on our website and just make it really easy for you to find everything. And because that's where weight loss happens, is at nobswomen.com. And that's where I'm going to take y'all to right now. Let me get my page set up here and get it kind of big so y'all can see it. Okay. Let me share my screen. Okay. Do y'all see? Pull the chat out. Do y'all see Corinne's beautiful faces here on my screen? Y'all see the front page of the nobswomen.com. Okay, this is your website for weight loss. We talk about how some of our members who first join or maybe even before you join, you hear about our Facebook groups. We like to call Facebook our recess. Facebook is the recess of No BS. It's great. It's fun. It's where you get to hang out with your friends. It's where you get to get ideas on different things. It's where you get to get the support and love and find your people. But this is where weight loss happens, is on our website at nobswomen.com. All right. So that's the school. So No BS School is our website and Facebook is our recess. And so they're both great. They both go together, but our website is really where weight loss happens. Okay. So I want to just definitely let y'all know that, remind y'all of that. And so here's our website, and let's just kind of go through a few of these things here on the side. So we'll just kind of know where to look for different resources. So I mentioned the No BS, the new member quick start. So that's here, right here. I've got it, my mouse over it. That's for our new members who are ready to get started. And that's where you want to start. And right here on the screen, it says step one, new member quick start. So that's right here. You can actually just click on Corinne's face and it'll take you to the new member quick start, or it should. There it is right here. And it's a quick, less than, what is it? 13 minutes of lessons to watch. And that will just get you kicked off on the right foot to get going here with No BS. And then let me go back, and step two is the No BS weight loss course. And so if we click here on Corinne with her water bottle, that will take us to the course. And so this is what we're going to focus on tonight. And this week is what we're focusing on, is module two. And one of the biggest parts of module two is we learn about the 24-hour planning. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So this is what the No BS weight loss course page looks like. And there are four modules. Like I said, this week, just as a group, we're focusing on module one, but it is totally at your own pace on how you want to go through the No BS course. Some people have done every lesson in a day. Other people take a couple of lessons a week. Like I said, as a group, we're going through module one this week. A module a week is kind of an average pace, if that works for you. But you can go as slow or as quickly as you want. It's totally up to you. None of this is going away. And I just think that's good to remind all of y'all of. There's no right way or right pace to go through No BS. Okay. And so, yeah. So module two, module three is all about overeating. Module two is all about your thinking. And then module four is all about kind of what's left, or, you know, what comes after, just kind of whatever, you know, you'll need to know to kind of keep weight loss going. There's some things about your relationship around the scale, hitting stalls and plateaus and all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, we have our, after you're done with no BS, then we help you figure out what's next. And so, but you definitely just want to be focusing on no BS right now. Okay. So there's a specific lesson here in module one called the doable 24-hour plan. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Okay. So, where do you find the 24-hour plan on our website? Let's look at that next. So if we go down to planner, podcasts, and my extras, this little tab, the 24-hour plan is part of our no BS planner. And so that's where you will find the planner page. So if you scroll down here and you go to no BS planner, so let's see what that page looks like. So this is our new planner for our current, for our older members. This has been updated recently. It's super exciting. We've really streamlined it and we've made it really, really easy to use. And so this big box here is where you can click and see the entire planner. And you can, you know, it's every page of the planner just all together in one document. And then down here at the bottom, we divided out the pages for you. And so you're at the habit tracker, monthly and weekly planning, the 24-hour plan, which we're going to talk about tonight, the assessment page for the 24-hour plan, and then the discovery worksheet. So all the pages are divided up, and I'll be showing y'all that in a second. And then we have this amazing new part of our planner, which is kind of an extra, is this guided journal, where if you're really into journaling, you're getting started with journaling, you can print that out. And or you can download it into your iPad using GoodNotes. We have all the options. It's also a fillable form. And so all kinds of different options for you to use and utilize our planner. Speaking of the different ways that you can use the planner, I want to tell y'all about some exciting calls that are coming up. And Coach Julie participated in last night's call. So we have these instructions over here about how to use the new no BS planner as an editable, fillable form, about how to download the planner into your GoodNotes app on your tablet. And then also down here, we have a way for you to print it. If you're old school and you want to print it out, I mean, you can absolutely just print it out on your printer. But if you want to pay somebody else to do all that for you and get it bound and fancy like that, I know Coach Julie did that with FedEx the other day, didn't you, Julie? If you want to say in the chat, it was super easy, right? It was super easy to just follow the instructions here. I'll click on this and you'll see it's just step-by-step instructions on go to office.fedex.com and they'll do everything for you. And they will, you can pick it up in an hour or they'll mail it to you. So we just give you every option you need to make it as easy as possible for you to do the planner, okay? So speaking of kind of tech stuff, I wanted to remind you all about some calls that are coming up. The first one was last night. You didn't miss anything. They're going to be held every Monday at 4 p.m. Central. Julie, I think that's correct. Every Monday this month at 4 p.m. Central, Coach Julie and Coach MJ are going to be doing a tech call. And so you just jump on Zoom. It's on your training calendar. So y'all can go to the training calendar and see the link. I believe it's the same Zoom link that we always use. And you can just jump on there and ask any kind of questions that you have about using the planner in different ways. How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I get into a Facebook group? Julie, it might be fun for you to kind of list a couple of the questions that y'all had last night and what you all helped people with. Downloading the private member podcast. I know that was one question. All kinds of different things that, you know, tech issues that you all might have as members. So how to make an app button on your phone. That's always a popular question. We don't actually have an app in no BS, but you can actually create a button on your phone that goes directly to our website. So it's kind of like an app. So it's pretty cool. So, and it's super easy to do. how to save the fillable PDF and use it daily, because that's another option to use our planner. So all kinds of fun questions there. So we're always just trying to make losing weight as easy as possible for y'all. Okay, so what we're going to be focusing on tonight is this 24-hour plan page, and I have already downloaded it, so I'm going to minimize this. Ta-da! Do y'all see the 24-hour plan page here? So this is what we're going to do in just a second. We're going to fill out this 24-hour plan page, but I want to talk to y'all about, you know, we're having a call about the 24-hour plan page because some of y'all, kind of like Valerie, you're not doing your plans every day. And we want to help you kind of figure out why and really just kind of remind you or teach you about why the plan is important, why it's one of our four basics. Why I love getting y'all kind of engaged in the chat. So why do we plan every day here at No BS? Why is it something that really helps us lose weight? Why do we plan? What's the point? That's right, Julie. What's the point? To hold ourselves accountable. Yes, definitely. Sense of control. It uses our thinking brain instead of our habit brain to help us make better choices in the moment. It eliminates decision fatigue. So decision fatigue is a thing where basically our brain gets really tired when we have to make a bunch of decisions all day. And so when we make a decision about what we're going to eat or just how we're going to eat, it really frees up our brain space for all the other decisions that we got to make during the day, like stuff at work, and driving takes a lot of mental energy, and, you know, just talking to people and answering the phone and doing stuff on the computer at work and things like that. So let's see, to look back, y'all are going too fast, to avoid mindless eating, to look back and see what you did well, right? To keep track of your successes and your wins and also your learning opportunities. If we fail to plan, we basically plan to fail. That's a good one, Karen. To remind ourselves when our brains are trying to self-sabotage us. Yes, all kinds of amazing reasons. So let's talk about I came up with the top three reasons that I've heard. I've been around for a while, y'all, here at No BS. I've heard a lot of excuses. I've coached a lot of people around planning. And I came up with the top three reasons we quit making a 24-hour plan, or top three reasons we just never get started. The first one, and I like to think of it, and I put in all these things in quotes, because I like to kind of think about, like, okay, this is what people are saying. This is what you're saying in your mind. You might not be saying it out loud, but you might be thinking it in your mind. I couldn't possibly lose weight eating this way. So many, especially new members, they come into No BS and they think, but I'm eating pizza and McDonald's and donuts and all these things every day. And you're telling me to just put those on the plan and I'll lose weight? I'm telling you, it's worked for a lot of people. It has worked for a lot of people because this is what happens when you start planning on purpose and you start writing down what you're eating. You just get honest with yourself. You're not eating behind your own back anymore. And so sometimes that leads you to make different choices. But other times it may just not be that you need to make different choices and you need to level up your food. You just need to start getting honest with yourself about what you're eating and why you're choosing to eat it. And so what we always encourage every new member or anyone who's getting back to planning is to just meet yourself where you are, plan what you're currently eating, and see if you lose weight from there. Because how amazing is it if you could just lose weight eating what planning what you're eating right now and just keep going until you're not losing weight anymore? But you might just keep losing weight. So that's number one. Number two, I never follow it. So what's the point in planning? What's the point in planning if I never follow it? First off, you really want to look at that never word. It's always a red flag when we got some absolute language going on. Never, always, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because you might actually be following it more than you realize or more than you remember. But here, let me ask you all in the chat. Do you have to follow your plan every day to lose weight? I don't know anybody around here that's perfect at anything. Do you have to follow your plan every day to lose weight? I'm getting a million no's here in the chat. That's what's so amazing about this place, y'all, about no BS. You don't have to be perfect and you can be successful. I know when I was losing weight, when I was figuring this out for myself way back when in 2015, 2016, I just thought that I had to be perfect at it at first. And then I kind of decided my big thought that when I was losing my weight, one of my big kind of mantras was, I'm just going to do it differently this time. I'm just going to try something new. I'm just going to try something different. And so one of those things was I was just going to be imperfect. And the first time I was imperfect, I wasn't just going to quit and try another diet or go and gain some more weight. I was just going to keep going. And that's what I want you to do too. What if you don't have to be perfect and you can still lose weight? So that's the second reason. And the third reason we quit making a 24-hour plan or never get started, I never know what I'm going to be eating, so I can't make a plan. That's one of our most popular questions when we have a lot of new members come in. But what if I don't know what I'm eating? What if I am going out to eat tonight? What if my husband cooks and I never know what it's going to be until he comes home and, you know, gets inspired? Or I'm taking the kids to baseball and I don't know what there's going to be at the concession stand, all that kind of stuff. Because a lot of us have come from other diets where we had a specific food plan, or we were eating specific food that the plan gave us, or we just basically had to know what we were eating and it was a lot more restrictive. And so another amazing thing about no BS is that you don't have to know what you're eating. You can make a decision in the moment and you can just decide that you're going to follow our doable hunger method no matter what you're eating. You can also give yourself some options. I saw something in the chat about options. Absolutely, you can give yourself options. If you're not sure if you're going to be going out to eat or not, if you're not sure that your husband's going to feel like cooking, if you're not sure that you're going to feel like cooking, give yourself a cooking option and give yourself an easy option. So I'm thinking there's 13 questions in the Q&A, and I'm betting at least one of those questions is going to be something related to, I just don't know what I'm going to eat. So you don't have to be super specific on your plan. You can just say, you know what, whatever I'm eating, I'm going to follow the doable hunger method. I'm going to eat when I'm hungry and I'm going to stop when I've had enough. And that right there, that can help you lose weight. All right. So I wanted to give those to you. And now we are going to do some planning. So I am going to just leave this 24-hour plan page. So what I want y'all to do is, if you have your plan handy, you can just get it out and you can make your plan. Valerie, I want you to make your plan for today. And anybody else who hasn't made a plan for today, you can make a plan for today, or you can make a plan for tomorrow, or you can do both. Okay, Valerie. Valerie's on it. And I'm just going to give you about 5 minutes, because here's the thing about planning. We don't want it to take much longer than that, unless you just want to spend more time on it. But even if you've already eaten today, you can definitely go ahead and just fill out the actual part. Y'all, let's not overthink this, okay? Because there's a planned and an actual. So just fill out the actual, and that's your plan for today, okay? And if you've already eaten all the meals, but you can write the actual for the meals that you've already eaten, and then you can do planned for your dinner, maybe if you haven't had dinner yet, like me. So, okay, so I want you to do that. I want you to do it for at least one day. Tomorrow, at least tomorrow. But if if you haven't done it for today, you can do it for today too. But here's the other thing. When I'm just going to give you 5 minutes. So here's another thing about our perfectionists out there. And I'm definitely, or, you know, our folks who have perfectionist thinking. Do you have to fill out every single blank on this worksheet? What do y'all think? What do you think? What could you start with? What if y'all never made a plan? Okay, so I get a lot of no's. You don't have to fill out every single blank at first. You also don't have to fill out every single blank ever. Pretty much the month of September, I pretty much just filled out the food section. I had maybe 3 or 4 days where I answered a few of the other questions, but I really focused on the food section back in September because that was what was doable for me in September. I was really working on figuring out. Yeah, Connie. Connie says, the perfectionist in me says, yes, of course I have to fill out all the blanks, but I'm sure it's going to be a no. Yes. So I just decided back in September that I was kind of figuring out my morning routine. I wasn't allowing as much time as I had in the past to plan. And I just decided that the food section, just filling that part out, was good enough for me. And you can decide whatever is good enough for you too. And here's the thing for you folks who are really new. Focus on one meal. One meal. I bet for a lot of y'all, maybe breakfast might be a meal that's easy to plan. You can maybe even just give yourself a couple of options. Just commit to doing one meal if you are hesitant to do the rest of the meals. We want to really start as small as you possibly can and get some wins. Small wins is what we're all about here at NoBS. Okay? All right. I'm going to give y'all 5 minutes to make your plan. And if you don't have the plan in front of you, if you don't have the page printed, or if you don't have it up on your iPad or your computer, just get a blank sheet of paper and just do breakfast, BLDS, planned and actual, up at the top. And then just write in your food. Yeah, and I'm going to get to the questions in just a minute. Okay, so I'm going to give you all 5 minutes. I'm going to look at the questions and then we'll answer those when we get back. For anybody who's come in, we are filling out our 24-hour plan for tomorrow. So just use a blank sheet of paper. If you don't have your plan printed out or up on your screen, just get a piece of paper or a sticky note even. Or you can do it on your phone. And then let us know. This would be fun. In the chat, let us know when you're done. So we can kind of see how long it took everybody. Lots of duns. Okay, here's another fun thing we could do in the chat while we're waiting for everybody else to get done. Tell us what you did. Did you just do the food part or did you answer all the questions? A lot of just the food part, because here's what I want y'all to know. Like, you know, so often it's like, oh, well, Betsy told me I could just do the food part, but everybody else is doing everything. I'm the only one. I hear y'all. But if you look in the chat, see how many people just did the food part. Some people did all the questions, but not everyone. But the other interesting thing to see is that some people did all of it and they did it all in about 5 minutes because they've been practicing it. So that gives y'all some hope that there is a time when you'll be able to fill out this whole thing in 5 minutes if you want to. It's never required. There's never any have-tos here. And it's okay to do it, whatever works for you. I know there was a question in the Q&A about what the right side of the worksheet is for. And that is just that we just like to put that in because some people like to plan their day, you know, and their schedule along with planning their food and things like that. So we just have it over there. If you want to kind of sketch out your day, you could totally leave that part blank if you want to, but that's what it's for. It's just to sketch out your day and to schedule your day if you want to use that space for it. So, all right. So I know y'all want to see my plan. This was actually my plan for today, for this morning. And so I wanted to show y'all my chicken scratch, I like to call it, and just let y'all know kind of what it looks like. Oh, get off there. What it looks like to what my plan looks like. So had coffee and oatmeal this morning. It's pretty standard breakfast for me. Lunch for me is usually some kind of salad with a protein. I got some salmon patties at Trader Joe's the other day that I'm trying out. So I have that. Tonight, my husband made a big old pot of chili the other day. So I'm having chili and a little grilled cheese. Y'all, grilled cheese. Just my jam. Love me a grilled cheese. And then for a snack, if I get hungry in the afternoons, I'll have some nuts. And then these 3 squares of dark chocolate were not on my plan at first. But y'all, I had dark chocolate yesterday and I didn't plan it. So I went off plan yesterday and had an overeat or off plan eat. And so this is what we do. This is how we learn when we plan. Okay, if I'm going to eat something, let's just put it on the plan. Because here's the magic that happens sometimes with planning also. I haven't talked about this yet. When you put something on the plan, anything you want, whether it's ice cream or donuts for breakfast or pizza at dinner, it just kind of takes the taboo out of it. It takes the giddy excitement like you're doing something naughty out of it when you just write it on your plan. It just makes food just food over time. This isn't right away, but with practice and time, and I'm seeing a lot of support in the chat for this. Y'all, I didn't used to think I could eat grilled cheese and lose weight. But I plan it and I eat it and I discover that I can. And most of y'all can too. If we're eating it too enough, whatever it is. So I put that dark chocolate on my plan. I might eat it, I might not, but it's on the plan. And so then the conversation changes when you really make a doable 24-hour plan. And there it's no accident that we call it a doable plan. It's got to be doable. And if it's not doable, you got to ask yourself why. Is it look like just a big diet? Like a bunch of diet food. That's why you got to meet yourself where you are. Okay. So, all right. And then my question's down at the bottom. One thing I'm grateful for, my mind always goes to my husband. Brad is my husband. And I like to remind myself every day of why I'm grateful for him, because I am, and I want to remind myself of it. Because sometimes I can forget. So, and we had a great conversation last night. So I was talking about, just thinking about our conversation we had. My why for losing weight is, and I'm in maintenance right now, but I just think of it like my why for, losing weight and now maintaining it is that I love running and I can run. I ran it on the treadmill this morning. And I love that my body is able to do that. And then I'm able to, with running, it's been one thing where I've been able to accomplish things I never thought I could. Right now I'm training to run a 5K. And I've done it before, but I've kind of gotten away from running and now I'm getting back to it. And I'm just really feeling good and strong. One thing I will focus on today to lose weight, or for me to maintain my weight, is to wait for hunger. The last few days I've been kind of eating more of like, oh, it's time to eat. And I hadn't really been waiting for hunger. So today I really focused on that. And so that meant I ate breakfast a little bit later than I had like yesterday, the day before. So just really focused on waiting for hunger today. So you can just put anything in there that you're kind of working on practicing. What's one obstacle I might face today? Thoughts and feelings around work. I'm doing a project at work right now I'm hearing some thoughts that I'm not good enough. I don't know if it's going to be good enough. I don't know if I can do this. So that just brings my attention to those thoughts. And then what's one thing I can do to deal with obstacles is take a few deep breaths. That's always my go-to. You got your breath wherever you go. A few deep breaths, y'all. I always say never hurt anybody. So when I'm hearing those not good enough thoughts, I can take a few deep breaths. And then I actually took a little walk around the block right before I did this call just to get my body moving and get my brain kind of cleared out. So that's how I answered my plan today. So let me stop sharing. And I am going to jump into the Q&A real quick here. And then I thought I saw maybe a hand raised. Sean, I see that you've got a hand raised. If you want to jump on and talk planning, then I'll bring you up. I just want to make sure you want to get coached. So, but I see you've got your hand raised. All right. So, oh, there she goes. So she didn't. Okay. Well, we got a bunch of questions to answer here. So, but if anybody wants to get on and talk planning and really do some troubleshooting, I'd be glad to do that as well. And we've also got some, oh, Janelle. Okay. Y'all, I can't keep my eye off the chat. I'm just like a squirrel over there. Janelle, you ask a good question. I want to answer it before I get to the Q&A. Why is it so hard when you miss one day filling it out to get back to it the next day? Here's what I probably think is happening, Janelle. And this is so common. And this is the key moment, that this is your magic moment. Because the thing is that there are just going to be days where, yeah, you don't make a plan. You forget, you just get busy in the morning, or you just aren't doing your regular routine or something like that. And I always say, and this is the same thing with overeats, it's not a matter of being perfect, right? It's not a matter of never not making a plan or never overeating. The magic moment is, what are you going to do after? What's his name who wrote Finish? John Acuff. He had a book. He wrote a book called Finish. It's in it's on the website under our faves. It's an amazing book. And one of the chapters in that book is called The Day After Perfect. And so that's basically what I'm talking about here is what happens when you've been going along, you got a streak going maybe of 24-hour plans, and then you don't make one. It's the day after perfect. It's the day where you no longer have the perfect streak. What are you going to do? And probably what's going on, Janelle, is that you're really beating yourself up. You're really got a lot of self-criticism going on, and you're making it mean something that you weren't perfect, making it mean something about you. Yeah, that's what it is. And so of course it's hard to get back. It's hard to get back to planning when you're beating yourself up. And so it's about telling yourself a new story about what the day after perfect is about. And what I like to say is, okay, this is my opportunity. This is my magic moment right here to get right back at it and prove to myself that I don't have to be perfect to be successful. And the way I prove that to myself is to get right back at it right now. Back at it. Back at it is another one of my big mantras. It's like short, sweet, and to the point. Back at it. Because it can be as simple as that. And that's really the magic that we're teaching here, is to just get back at it. Because none of us are ever going to be perfect. We're all human. And there's so much proof here inside No BS that you can be successful without being perfect. Okay. All right. Let me get to a few of these questions real quick. And then Valerie, I'll bring you up. So as I suspected, a lot of questions about how do I know what I want to eat tomorrow? How do I, or at 6 a.m., a lot of you are probably not used to even thinking about what you might be eating at lunch or at dinner. And again, you can do your plan the night before. You can do your plan the morning of. I usually plan in the morning. I have a routine that I'm getting back at, once again, back at it, because I've been a little bit off of my routine for a while, but I'm getting back at it this week, where I get up, I go to the gym, and then I reward myself for going to the gym, and I go through Starbucks, I get my coffee, and I sit in the Starbucks parking lot in my car, and I do my planning in the car. Because if I go home and do planning and try to do my planning, I go home and I start puttering around the house and doing stuff and putting dishes away and talking to my husband and all of that. I got to be in a self-contained area where I get this stuff done. So that's something you want to think about too, that makes it as easy as possible. But yeah, some of y'all, it's just, you're just not used to thinking about food ahead of time. And that's so normal. You just haven't done it before. And so that's why I suggest you just start with like an easy meal. You start with breakfast, or you start with lunch, where it's just like you give yourself a few options. Make this as easy as possible for y'all, okay? For yourselves. It just does not have to be every single meal at first. Small, small wins, okay? Easy, doable. Plan flexibility, like Julie said in the chat. Make it as easy as possible. You can give yourself 5 options if you want to, because you're just starting to practice thinking ahead of time. It's new for you. Okay. So make it easy on yourself. Is it okay to write 3 meals and 2 snacks on your plan without getting specific on what the food will be? Yes, you can absolutely start off doing that. And then you can say like, and I'm going to practice the doable hunger method, eating when I'm hungry and stopping when I've had enough. Right? So you can just start there if that's the easiest way for you to start. But you can also just start with 1 meal, not even be specific about 1 meal, and say, I'm going to practice the doable hunger method at 1 meal. We want to boil it down, y'all, to the smallest of small starts here. That's how you're successful, is that you start from a very, very doable, realistic place for you. Everybody starts that way who is successful. Okay. Today for dinner, I wasn't able to do my protein shake. My blender messed up, so I replaced it with some raw carrots and broccoli with a little ranch dip. So technically, I didn't eat on plan, but I replaced it with something healthy. Is this eating on plan on my assessment or not? Great question. So, sorry, y'all, gotta get some water. So this is where we talk about equal swaps. And here's the thing, y'all. This is where you build a relationship with yourself and you really learn to trust yourself. Y'all know what equal swaps are and what equal swaps aren't. Jana, that sounds like a pretty equal swap there, right? It was just healthy for healthy. Don't overthink this, y'all. That is a pretty equal swap. Now, if you had planned a salad and you got, you know, pizza and a breadstick, that's not an equal swap. Right? I mean, we know what is a fairly equal swap and we know what isn't. And then we also know when we're overthinking it. Okay. So that's what I just want to tell y'all about that. Just don't overthink it. Get honest with yourself. And then if you're off plan, it's okay. You're going to be off plan. That doesn't mean that you failed the day. That doesn't mean that the day is shot. Okay. You learn something. You need to get a new blender, maybe, for your protein shake. Okay. All right. How do I plan when I don't know when or where we will eat, especially when traveling? I've already answered that, right? Several questions like that. I have a weekend wedding coming up. Same deal. You don't know what the menu is going to be, but you can focus on the doable hunger method. Okay. I'm going to practice eating when I'm hungry and stopping when I've had enough. How can I plan when I don't know what I will crave tomorrow? There were a few questions like that in here where it's like, well, basically, I don't know what I'm going to want. And like, what if I get to the meal and I don't want what I planned? But here's the thing, y'all. We do stuff we don't want to do all the time. Now, I'm not saying you plan something that you're going to hate, but I love how Corinne says it. Every meal is not a party in your mouth. Okay. we're just going to, when we start planning our food, yeah, we're going to get to meals sometimes and it's going to be like, well, another salad. Okay. You know, I mean, it's not going to be a big party in your mouth. And so it's really focusing on this feeling of willing. Are you willing to just follow what you planned and focus on other areas of your life besides what your next meal is going to be? That's really what you're learning through this process. Okay. All right. I'm going to answer a couple more and then I'm going to get Valerie up here. Let's see. Oh, planning for shift workers. This was a good question. Planning for shift workers, teachers, nurses, people who work, you know, at a specific time frame, and they have a specific time frame for their meals and things like that. So, and then, you know, when breaks don't happen and things like that. So if you have a job where you have a specific meal time, this is what you can do here. It's really going to take some experimentation for you to figure this out, but I know you can figure it out. Okay. Because it's really just kind of, I mean, you just want to plan to, you know, to eat when you have time to eat. But you can always plan to just, like, if you're not absolutely like 100% hungry when you start eating, then you can just eat till you have reached enough, even if that's not the full meal. And then, you know, when you get hungry later, you'll just eat again later, right? It's just really figuring out how it can work for you. Like if you're like, let's say you're a teacher and your lunch hour is at 11 a.m., and you're finding that you're just not hungry at 11 a.m., well, that means you want to experiment with, like, cutting back on your breakfast so you are good and hungry at 11 a.m., for example, right? It's all about figuring things out so that you are good and hungry at your meals. And also knowing, though, that it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be totally, you know, totally perfect. And that's okay, too, because you're probably still going to lose weight just working on figuring it out. Okay? All right. So let me just go through here real quick and see if there's any other questions that I didn't address. And yeah, I mean, like, these questions that are down at the bottom about, like, what we're thinking and things like that, for especially you new members, if some of y'all are not used to paying attention to what you're thinking about, those questions are going to be, you know, new for you to answer. And this is what I always say to new members who are really just practicing, you know, thinking about what they're thinking about: take guesses. You're always looking for we're always looking for the right answer, right? That's part of our perfectionist thinking. But we just have to start taking guesses about what we might be thinking, because that's how we learn what we're really thinking, is just to take guesses. And that's how we get to know our brain and get to know what our common thoughts are. So just take guesses and be open to maybe guessing wrong sometimes, but you'll always learn something by just guessing. Okay. So just take a guess. All right. Julie, if you can get to any of those other questions in there, then go for it. And I'm going to get Valerie up here because I do want to talk to somebody before I get out of here. So, all right. Let me bring you up next to me. There you are. Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, yes, you too. Need to turn you up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. What's going on?
So I have a hard time planning every day. I have a lot of thoughts about it. Feeling like I just want to be normal, and having to write out what I'm going to eat every day is not normal.
So why isn't it normal? Why do you think it's not normal?
Because that's not what normal people do.
So, you know, like, every normal person on this planet.
And, like, I feel like I have so many issues with food that I have to write down what I'm going to eat every day so I don't go crazy and eat too much or eat the wrong things.
So we see why you're not planning, because you got a pretty painful story around planning, right? Right. And I mean, I'll agree with you. Probably most people aren't writing down what they're eating every day, but they're thinking about it.
In advance?
In advance.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, like, or they're making a decision like to, I mean, they're thinking about it in a way that's like not a big deal.
Right.
You know? And so like, that's what I think planning, like actually writing it down does for us, is that like, it's like, okay, the decision is made. Because I mean, you know, if you think about someone who is just kind of a normal eater, they're not like going all day going, ooh, what am I going to eat for lunch? Oh, I wonder what I'm going to get. Am I going to get this or am I going to get that? Da, 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 da. They've just kind of made the decision that they're just going to make the decision at the time of the meal. And I think that's what we do with planning ahead of time.
Oh, okay. But we can't do it that way.
I mean, you can learn to do that.
Okay.
But like, so what that we just do it ahead of time?
Right.
I mean, like, what if we're just different than those people? Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
Yeah. So how do I stop like dreading it every day? Like, oh, I still have to write my plan.
Well, you don't have to. Right.
But
it's I don't have to. But the quick answer is, you know, like you change your story. You practice a new story around why you want to plan. So you take out the have to and put in the want. And why do you want to?
Because I want to be a success story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is how this happens. This is one of the really important ways for you to do that. But what I want you to kind of think about your story around like everybody else.
Yeah.
And like, how could it be okay that you're just different than some people? And that, yeah, you do plan your food ahead. I mean, because I'm over here like, I'm a fucking badass that I plan my food every day.
Right.
Because like those other, you know, those normal people or whatever, I mean, they still got more decision fatigue than I do.
That's true.
Right. They're still having to make that decision ahead of time. And I'm like, no, I make all those decisions in the morning.
I feel
amazing about it.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's just funny to think that like, you know, we're thinking it's so much easier for them and then it's so much harder, but like, could it be the opposite? That it's actually, we've made it easier for us. We're the ones that are, you know, that are better off. And they're the ones that are still having to make that decision in the moment.
Okay. All right. I can change that.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, just, I want you to do some journaling on that. Right. And just kind of, okay, what is my, maybe one last time, get your old shitty story out about what planning was. And then it's like, okay, what do I want to practice telling myself every day? Because I mean, you have an opportunity every day to practice this new story when you do your plan.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye. All right. We got Alexis coming up. Let's see. We just got a couple more minutes. There we go. There goes Valerie. There we go.
Story, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wow. Let's see.
I can't see you though. Let me see. I can ask you to start your video.
I'm on my iPad, which it's a really old iPad and the video is not working. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I can just talk to you. Yeah, I can talk to you this way.
Great. So my issue is that when I start eating, something happens in my mouth where I just can't stop. So even when I plan things, it just never turns out that way.
What do you mean something happens in your mouth?
It's like my mouth gets, it's like there's a party in my mouth. I'm so excited. Like my taste buds all get activated And all my reasoning and rationing goes out the door.
Okay. So that's your story about eating in terms of, okay. I mean, like, we know what's going on here. Like, you're, because you're telling yourself, all my reasoning goes out the window. What if it's just a habit that when you eat something good, that you just have a habit of thinking, I don't want to stop, so I'm not going to.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Totally. Yeah. Because I've been doing it for so many years. Yeah. It's definitely a habit for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes that can be like the best way where place to start with something like this, where it just getting the awareness that like, okay, it's a habit. I can see that very clearly. I've been doing the same thing over and over again for a long time. That's pretty much the definition of a habit.
Right.
So it makes sense. And then, you know, we know how our brain is designed. It's designed to keep doing habits that it's been doing, just to keep perpetuating habits over and over again.
So how do I stop that habit then?
Okay. So, but first off, we just want to recognize that it is just a habit.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. And so with that, it's like, okay, and I can, you know, if it's just a habit, then I can build a new habit. Right. And I think for you, it's starting with the smallest of smallest steps to build a new habit. What could be the smallest step to doing something different here? I always think about like the lowest hanging fruit. What could you grab that could just be the first step to doing something new? You got any ideas?
No. Can you help me out, please?
I'm thinking of like okay. a meal, a specific meal.
Okay.
That would maybe be easier for you than other meals. Do you have a meal that you sometimes don't overeat?
I never overeat at breakfast because then I wouldn't have energy to function during the day.
Okay. So isn't that interesting that it's like you choose to not overeat at breakfast because you have an amazing reason for not overeating, right? You have a really good reason. You want to keep your energy up during the day. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So I just want you to, before we're not focusing on any other meals, but I just want you to just start noticing at breakfast. What am I specifically saying to myself that leads me to just stop when I've had enough?
But I'm also not as hungry at breakfast as I am at lunch and dinner.
Well, are you eating enough at breakfast to sustain
you?
Oh, yeah.
No, I am. Yeah, no, definitely I am.
Because you want to be sure.
When the day is winding down, I guess, you know, that's my way to just relax and unwind. Some people drink and I eat.
Okay. So it's time to find some other ways to relax and unwind. And to do that, I want you to... Julie, in the show notes, you may not be able to pull it up here before we get out of here, but Coach Judith just did a call last week on nighttime eating.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I want you to watch that with your specific, you know, with the specific situation in mind. Because again, if you're telling yourself, this is how I relax, some people drink, some people do this, I eat. Then that's how the habit has perpetuated itself for this long, right? So it's time to start opening yourself up to, okay, how else could I relax and unwind without food?
Great. Thank you so much. And okay. I was able to pull it up.
Okay. And Julie's got it right there. Awesome. All right.
Thank you.
Let us know if you're in the Facebook group, let us know what you learned from that call. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right, y'all. Gosh, this always goes by so fast. This was so fun. Everybody got their plan made, right? Everybody got their plan made for tomorrow. That was my goal for the call. And Coach Julie was a rock star in the Q&A. Oh, she saved me one question. Good question, Julie. Carol said, you are in maintenance, but you don't use the maintenance planner. So for those of you all who are new, we do have a planner for those in maintenance. And yes, I have used the planner for several months, the maintenance planner for several months. But this month, because we have this new planner out and I'm a coach and I'm working with all kinds of different clients who are at different stages in their weight loss journey, I'm using this planner, the planner that, you know, the regular planner, this month, just to get the experience of my clients, my private clients in No BS private coaching, and then also all of the rest of the membership. So yeah, so that's, I mean, and that's the thing is that you can, you know, there's no rules around here, right? I mean, you know, the maintenance planner has been very helpful for me, but, and I'll go back to it at some point. But yeah, I want to experience all the different, you know, tools that we have so that I can help my clients as much as possible and help all the members, help all of y'all. So yeah, but that was a good question. All right. Thanks so much, Julie. You were a rock star. This was so much fun. And let me tell y'all about the calls that are coming up. Corinne will be on her regular Wednesday Q&A tomorrow at 10 a.m. And then let me just pull up the calendar real quick. And then this weekend on Sunday, we've got a good call coming up. We've got weight loss coaching with Coach MJ. I believe Corinne's going to be out of town this weekend. So Coach MJ is going to be coaching. We don't get to see her all that much on calls. And so she will be coaching y'all on Wednesday on Sunday at 11 a.m. Central. And then we have our special call on handling hormonal changes like an OBS woman. I'm going to be like front and center for that because I am moving on into the menopause. So Coach Heather is going to be hosting that call at 1 p.m. Central. So definitely check those out. But you all know, especially for you new members, a very small percentage of our members watch any calls live. We record everything. Everything is recorded and put into the Private Member Podcast and also onto our website, No BS School. Y'all remember the website is No BS School. And so it's put into our replay page on our website and also into the podcast. And so you can listen anytime you want. And so it's always there for you. It never goes away. And so, and then finally, don't forget next Monday, if y'all are having any tech questions around anything to do with No BS, anything that you want to get answered when it comes to tech stuff, Monday at 4 p.m., Coach Julie and Coach MJ will be there for to answer all of your questions. Kind of just, you know, you just jump on, you ask a question and you jump off. And so we're there to help you as much as we can. Okay, guys. All right. This has been so much fun. Take care. And I will see you all again soon. Bye.